Anyone who's spent time driving around Detroit has certainly seen ruined buildings. They're just about everywhere within the city limits. Among these decaying buildings can be found some of the finest examples of early 20th century architecture, the kinds of buildings that remind us Detroit was once known as the Paris of the Midwest. Canadian photographer Philip Germain first discovered these disintegrating beauties while he was a student at the University of Windsor. And ever since 2010, Philip Germain has been documenting these vanishing early 20th century buildings. 20 of his fine art prints were recently on exhibit at the Meridian Gallery in San Francisco. And certainly interest in his large format architectural photographs was fueled by the headlines surrounding Detroit's bankruptcy filing. The exhibit was called American Beauty, the opulent pre-Depression architecture of Detroit. Philip Germain joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Philip, take us back to your student days at the University of Windsor. You came across to do some classes at the Detroit Institute of Art. You discovered Detroit. And what struck you as you saw these early 20th century buildings in Detroit?
I was blown away by the opulence of the structures, but it was more the contrast between spending time at, say, the Detroit Institute of Arts, you know, looking at the Diego Rivera murals, which is, to me, some of the most stunning works I've seen in the world. But the contrast of abandoned skyscrapers, but of still absolutely beautiful buildings. So that contrast existed back in the 90s when I revisited in 2010 after hearing about Detroit being hit so hard by the recession in 08. I was just dumbfounded by how much it had declined since then.
And then what drew you in to get you to come back again and again and make all these photographs of these buildings? What hooked you?
I was immediately taken in by a couple photographers and historians in Detroit. And one in particular, Sean Doerr, who runs the website Buildings of Detroit. He'd been documenting the architecture since he was 13 years old and quickly realized that there was a time limit on this. Detroit needed to reduce its footprint, and since it's such a large city, so the buildings were, you know, victim to arson and demolition, and just at such a rapid rate, they were disappearing. So you saw these buildings were incredible treasures from, in my mind, one of the most significant cities in the U.S. and if not the world when it comes to industry and innovation, and just absolutely stunning structures. So the challenge was to photograph them with as much care, as much craftsmanship as you could, and rather quickly, because as I was shooting them, buildings were, you know, falling off my list as they'd be demolished or burned out or scrapped.
You know, Philip, when you started taking these series of photographs in 2010, you probably really didn't have any way of knowing how newsworthy your work would become in the context of the bankruptcy filing that happened this past summer. Did you intend these photographs to have such a journalistic element to them?
No, that's like my background is as a commercial photographer and an architectural photographer. So I knew certainly the story of Detroit in 2010 was really underestimated, and it was still under the radar. I couldn't believe that it wasn't making international news at that point. So when I got there, I was just, you know, just rather astounded by Detroit's overall story.
I'm speaking with Canadian photographer Philip Germain, whose recent exhibit in San Francisco focused on disintegrating early 20th century architecture in Detroit. It was called American Beauty, the Opulent Pre-Depression Architecture of Detroit. And Philip, I know you have heard it. We've all heard that term ruin porn ascribed to photographs that revel in Detroit's devastation. And it's not used in a flattering way. Tell us how the photographs you have taken are different from that, which kind of falls under that heading of ruin porn.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of urban explorers, you know, seek out these structures, abandoned structures. to photograph them, and that may be classified with this relatively new term, ruin porn, because it's the textures and the, you know, the story these stories these buildings tell are you know, very tantalizing. Like it's, you know, it's exciting to see. So the issue is many of those people are amateur photographers, and they're not shooting these with the intent of properly documenting these structures in an archival way. So when shooting the series American Beauty, the aim was to really artfully and skillfully document these structures, because I knew that it may be some of the last large format photography for many of these buildings. So we go in there with the best possible camera equipment available to be able to print 5-foot by 7-foot archival prints. They're prints that capture all the detail, the, you know, the beautiful handcrafted plaster work in the ceilings, the tile mosaics, all these subtle details that wouldn't generally be picked up in your average ruin porn, because that's not the intent. They're not typically ruin porn. I think the difference is the historical context and the intent. It's not just imagery to show off textures and sensationalize. It's these are historical documents.
So is it kind of perhaps like the difference between pornography and artistic nudes?
I'd say it's a good comparison, yes. It's trying to approach it with some craftsmanship and also trying to stay on topic and include sort of a historical storyline to the group of images so that they can convey a message which makes sense, as opposed to a group of images of, say, ruin and abandoned things, which may not tell the viewer a clear story.
You know, as you've traveled to and from Detroit doing these photographs, Philip, you do bring the eye of an outsider, yet you have come to see Detroit in a most intimate way. What do you hope your photographs say about Detroit?
Well, we have had just a tremendous amount of international press from these images, and no doubt that coincided with the bankruptcy of Detroit. But the great thing is the images did provide discussion. And to me, that's, you know, mission accomplished. That was, you know, it was far beyond what I had hoped, the amount of discussion that happened internationally.
The exhibit was called American Beauty, the Opulent Pre-Depression Architecture of Detroit. Many of the photographs can be found on Philip Germain's website. Philip, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.